I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home.
Good food with family and friends. A chance to catch up with neighbors after a long winter. Supporting community programs and opportunities. These are a few of the reasons people gathered for the St. Urho's Day pancake breakfast in Jacobson, Minnesota. Jacobson's located about 20 miles southeast of Grand Rapids at the junction of Highways 65 and 200. When I arrived at the community center 3 miles south of Highway 200, I took one of the last remaining parking spots. I went in and received a friendly welcome and was surrounded by the aroma of pancakes, sausage, and coffee. The spacious hall was paneled with wood, giving it a warm glow, and the walls were covered with black and white photos of the community. The rows of tables were nearly full, with people chatting and enjoying a leisurely breakfast. Before I sat down for my fill of pancakes, I wanted to learn more about the event.
Well, my name is John Bjorkquist, and we're here today at St. Urho's Day Pancake Breakfast at the Jacobson Community Center, and we had, this is like our 39th annual, and I'm involved with it because I grew up in this area and have many family, my family came to this area in the 20s, or actually 1909, great-grandfather. So we've always been in this area. So families have always been involved with this location. What we've done with the St. Urho's Day is it's one of the fundraisers for the community center. And so we use that as a means to generate funds for a lot of the free things we do for the community, like Easter parties, Halloween parties for the kids. But this one was started by my father and his cousin Jim Bjorkquist in 1980. And it was something that was fairly well received. And actually, I probably started working with... At that time, that was the apprentice program. So my father had done it, and my father passed away in 2003, but my sister, Vicky, did this for many years. And then I took over organizing this event in 2010. So, and it's been something that's been important to continue from my family perspective, and then also for the community center. And we have many family members involved, like my immediate family, and then numbers of cousins that live in the area that I all get to volunteer to work, and which works out very well. We have very strong group of people who want to get involved. As we can look around the room, we see that there's we get pretty good attendance. You know, we average anywhere from 120 to 180 people over the years. It does real well for the community center. We all really enjoy doing it, so it's fun.
Tell me a little about the community center itself, what about the building, and also sort of what all goes on here.
Well, the community center was built in the 1920s. The story behind it is that they wanted something, basically when this area was being settled with the immigrants, that the Finns were on the west side of the Mississippi and the Swedes were on the east side. And they didn't always get along. So they wanted to have something on this side of the river. So there was, I believe the story was, is that in order to build the community center, once they had gotten together, it was because it was called a farmer's cooperative at the time. And what they were trying to do was have a general meeting place. But the requirement was is that if you were a family, you had to bring 10 logs to the sawmill. And if you were a single man, you had to bring 5. And because there was the sawmill across the road is run by the Sukulas. And so that's where all the logs that were sawn, there's timbers in the floor and everything. So this was built over that time, and so many of the, it was done by the people. And so it's been around for a long time. We're coming up on 100 years here pretty soon. And it's always been a gathering place for the community. I mean, there used to be a lot of big dances here back in the days with the Finn Halls and that type of music. There used to be a lot that went on. And so it's been something that we've all tried to continue as far as it being a place for the community. I mean, I had my parents had their wedding dance here. I had my wedding dance here. And my daughter. And a lot of that is what goes on because the hall's available for folks to do that. Actually, we've had funerals here. My father's funeral was held here, and many of our neighbors, because they may not necessarily be affiliated with churches. But we also try and do a lot of things for the community. Like we have an Easter party, we have the Halloween party, we have a Christmas party, we have a hunter's supper in the fall. We used to have a big Memorial Day dance, but that with a lot of the Finnish music. But unfortunately, a lot of the folks who used to come to that have passed away. So, and things are changing. So we have to figure out how to adapt with that. But we've been trying real hard to get people involved, and usually we do real well. And giving people opportunities to use the hall, and that works out pretty good.
So, why St. Urho's Day?
Because we're Finnish, mostly. A lot of folks know the story of St. Urho, whereas actually, you know, we talk about the history, you know, it's like the tale is that, you know, it's when St. Urho chased the grasshoppers out of Finland and saved the grape crop. But it was really a story that was begun by a couple of Finlanders up in Virginia back in the 50s because they wanted to have a day that would compete with their Irish friends. But it just kind of grew from there. There's a lot of areas that do. I mean, Onondaga's big with their St. Urho's up in Finland, up on the North Shore. They do a lot. Many communities get very involved with that. It's kind of cool.
How many volunteers do you have involved, roughly?
Typically about 30. We run them in different shifts, so not everybody has to work hard. They get time to visit and have coffee and hobnob with their neighbors. I mean, that's the whole thing. But to me, with a lot with this is a chance to visit. You know, it's like the end of winter, and so you get a chance to see how everybody's doing and hear the stories about how the winter's gone, and this one's been especially interesting. Yeah, it's we want everybody to have a chance to enjoy themselves when they're here, whether you're coming to volunteer or just coming to have breakfast. So it works out very well. There's always opportunities for other groups to use facilities like this. Trying to find other things or other ways that it can be used because it has a pretty good acoustics, and there's a stage, and they used to do Finnish plays here. That's why they built the stage. But, you know, a lot of good spots for like music and a lot of other venues. So if there's opportunities for that, we're open to working with other groups.
You're listening to Close to Home on Northern Community Radio, and I'm at the St. Urho's Day Pancake Breakfast in Jacobson, Minnesota. After talking with John, I got my own breakfast and talked with some of the others gathered here. I first talked with Mary and Dwayne Mackey from Hibbing and asked if they'd been here before.
Long time ago I came to. I've been here for other things besides the pancake feed.
And how are the pancakes?
They're delicious. My favorite breakfast is pancakes and sausage. So
what specifically brought here you here today then, if you haven't been here?
Well, my relatives, or my husband's relatives, are from...
I grew up in Jacobson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he grew up in Jacobson, but there's a lot of family ties in this area. Just get a chance to visit the relatives, because they're all working here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you make it back here a lot?
No, we were just talking about it. I haven't been here in probably 20 years now.
I'm Marty Tolvanen. I've lived here all my life next door to the community center, and I've been coming to every one of the pancake breakfasts that they've had here over the almost 40 years. So it's very good. It's a good meeting place for the community here, and it's been going on for, we're hoping to get 100 years here, being a 1921 when it was started, and so we're hope we can make it a couple more years here yet anyway.
Do you have a favorite memory of the hall or the events that go on here?
I don't think there's just one favorite event, but it's just been an accumulation over the years of many different events and a lot of good people that one has had a chance to meet and visit with over the years.
And so how are the pancakes?
Very good. I like pancakes anyways. I'm a pancake fan.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.